the Lord. Hallelujah. Just got a few notes. I mean, what can I possibly say after everything that went on? Nothing. Got nothing to say. Amen. You know, they say that the church is the bride. Jesus is the what? The groom. So today I come as the bride. Something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Old Testament, New Testament, words of encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ, and with a true heart that his heart will be felt when we leave this place. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. But first thing is first. Everybody say first things first. First thing is first. First of all, Lillian and I, this is our seventh year of being ministers in this house. Hallelujah. Yes. Seven. Everybody say seven. Lucky seven. And that would not be possible if it wasn't for Pastor Greg and Laura that allowed us and allowing us to minister in this house. And we want to thank you for that. We want to thank them. It was funny. You know, we've been coming to this church since 2003. And 2011, Lynn and I were getting our credentials ready to I don't know, we wanted to get credentials just so when we take these kids somewhere, we were just leaders. But we wanted, whenever we show somewhere, we wanted to tell them, hey, we're legal. We got the paperwork. We got credentials. You know? Okay. They're going to say, who are those crazy people? No, we're Assemblies of God. Assemblies of God. And I remember we were about to finish everything off, and I remember Pastor Greg coming to us after service, and he looked at Lillian, and he looked at me, and he said, there's an opening for youth minister, youth pastor, and I'll take either one of you. Because he knew if he takes her, I'm in. Takes me, I'm. He's a wise man. Anybody say wise? He was wise. And you know why? We never looked back. I retired. Not retired, I resigned. I resigned. Resigned from my job that I was working in a place for over 30 years. If you ever notice these fancy-looking shades when they go up and down, I used to do that. Yeah, yes. Resigned. It felt so good to resign. It was funny because the owner, at the end, there was a Christmas party, and he said, we got good news and bad news. After 30 years, I'm standing there. There's a big Christmas party going on. He said, it's good news and bad news. The good news is that Raphael decided to leave. Wow. Yeah. Decided. I did decide. I did. You know, he chose to leave. He wanted to leave. And that's a good thing. Chose to do that. To serve. Amazing. Never look back. Say, don't look back. I want to also, today, also thank my leaders. Can my leaders just stand up real quick? My leaders stand up. Everybody look at them. Look over to the other side. Look at them. You can see on Friday nights I got my hand full, not just the students, but the leaders. But you know what? I want to take the time to look each one of them in the face and tell them thank you for all you do. Thank you for putting in vacation times to be with us, putting in personal time. Thank you for keeping me from killing some of them sometimes. Thank you for that. But I thank you. I got leaders and leaders in training. And it's amazing is that right now we have some leaders here that are college students. We got one back there also. We got their college students, and they came all the way from their college to be here today to be part of youth. And that is amazing. That is amazing. And once a month, we have a meeting at the house. I bring them home on Tuesday, and I invite them, and I tell them that I'm going to cook for them. I cook for them. I prepare them a meal. Some of them eat it because they don't want to, you know, they go, okay, let's just eat it. But I do it because I want them to know that it's not just about them doing things. It's about us being a community, of us being involved, and them coming over and me saying thank you for all you do. So I want to thank, look at them. I want you guys to turn around. So I didn't want them to look at you guys. Turn around. Yeah. These are the leaders. Thank you. Right over there too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. I also want to take the time, okay, because this is when we have to say all the thank yous. I want to thank my sponsors. Everybody say sponsors. Yeah. You know, we just went to a convention And when we were going to convention, I had told the leaders, and I even told some of the, I told the leaders, I didn't tell everybody, but what I said was, if you have a friend to the students, if you have a friend and they come three times, three Fridays, okay, they'll be able to go to convention with us for free. And they were like, wow, well, free is $160. And Lillian was like, did you check out before you make this commitment? $160. But you know what? I came up here and I persuaded. And I begged. And at the end of the service, many of you guys came over and gave me a check and said, you know what? Take that young person in. I don't even want people to know who I am. I just put it up there. And I want to thank you for that. Everybody say thank you to the sponsors. Hallelujah. And on that note, because this year we're going to Puerto Rico, okay? We made it a mission that every year that we're here, every summer, we like to take these students somewhere else. The first year that I was here, we went to Puerto Rico. This is the seventh year. We're kind of going back. First year we went and we said, we're going to Puerto Rico. And everybody raised their hand because they were going like, wow, beach and Jennifer Lopez. Right? But you know what? While we were there, the last thing that they went to was the beach. Because they minister from the time they hit the ground. And we're going to meet up with the same crew, the same people that we met with back 7 years ago. We're going to meet with them again. This time we're going to restore the island. The other time we went to do ministry in the streets. And we did all kinds of ministry. And it was deep ministry. We were in places where they were shooting galleries. We went in places where at midnight they had a ministry called Midnight. What was it called? Cinderella. And what it is that at midnight, we will pack the vans with toiletries, and we will go out to where the street walkers were. And while they were out there, our young people would have those bags, and they would be giving them the bags and telling them about hope, telling them about Christ. And the thing that was most amazing to me was that if we walked up to 10 of those street walkers, maybe 7 were transvestites. They weren't even, it was crazy. But they were out there ministering with that. And I remember when we got out, because we always give them a free date. When we give them that free day, they were like, why don't we just go and minister and do some more? And that's the kind of heart that we want for them. So what you saw them do here today, everything they do, they're going to take it out to the streets. And listen, this year, when they came up here and they gave their verses, okay, they gave their verses. I made, you know, well, you're going to memorize those verses. You're going to memorize those verses. And the thing is that I wanted them to have their medals in their hands. And I wanted them, as they finished saying the verse, I wanted them to drop the medal. Okay, because this year, they qualify to go to Dallas. But this year, they're choosing to drop those medals and go to Puerto Rico to minister out there. So what am I saying by that? Okay. Financially, we're going to need your support, amen? That's all good, okay? But listen, some go, some send, you know what I'm saying? You know where you are right now in your walk. There was a time when we were senders. Now we are goers. There'll be a time when we, you know, it'll change. But for now, everybody say for now? Yeah. We're going to go, and if you can send, if you can help, write it out to the Mission Church Youth Ministries, amen? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay, so moving along, parents, did I forget the parents? Okay, parents, real quick, parents, thank you for bringing them out. You saw one of our parents, what he did, what he said, and you know what, at the end of the day, it will be worth it. When he said that he was coming home, sometimes he drives home and tears are coming down, okay, they're not tears of regret. And I would not want that to be your story. Tears of regret, because I had the opportunity and I said, you know what? They want to do everything else on Friday but be at youth. But you know, your job as a parent is to bring them here on Friday nights. That's your job. It's real simple. Drop them, go, you know, go on a date, do whatever you do. Okay? You drop them off, because right now when Eddie comes home, those tears are saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I know where she's at. I know what she's doing. And as a parent, I don't know about you, but that's the kind of drive home that I want. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go real quick to Proverbs. And I'm about pictures. Everybody say pictures. Because you guys doze off and you go all over the place. So I just want to make sure that you stay tuned. Everybody say stay tuned. Stay tuned. Okay, we're talking about Proverbs, okay? We started talking about Proverbs, and there's 31 of them, 31 Proverbs, correct? Okay, 31, okay? A Proverbs a day keeps the devil
away.
A Proverbs a day keeps the devil
away.
I mean, you know, whatever, however you can remember it, we're going to push it, right? Okay, today is, what day is today?
15.
So which one should we be reading today?
15.
Hallelujah, it's real simple. It's like it doesn't take a rocket scientist. You know, tomorrow you get up, I don't know what to read. You know what? It's the 16th Proverbs. Hello, okay? But listen, talking about Proverbs, okay? I want a picture out there, okay? There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Everybody say, knowledge and wisdom, okay? Knowledge, can I get my picture real quick? I don't want to run out of time. Oh, that's the wrong one. Push up somebody up there. Okay, there we go. I tell you, they ruin it. They ruin the element of surprise, okay? Knowledge... Okay, somebody jumped. Okay, knowledge lets us know that a tomato is a fruit.
Yes?
Is that true? Okay. Wisdom tells us don't put it in the fruit. It's wisdom. You don't remember anything else. Knowledge and wisdom. I don't know, some of you are a little, you know, you like tomatoes in your fruit, but that's up to you. Anyway, last week, okay, Pastor Greg gave us an incredible, powerful illustration. Oh, yeah. Yeah, our pastor was hugging up here. How many were here last Sunday? Okay, now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because at youth ministry, we are not about PDAs. PDA, what is PDA? Somebody? Okay, he can do it because he has a ring. He can hug his wife over here. You guys keep your hands to yourself, correct? Amen. But that was an amazing, amazing illustration. And I'm about illustrations. I love illustrations. I love pictures. They stay in your mind. And then sometimes you're going to forget everything I said. But you'll remember something. Everybody say, I want to remember. Praise God. So I was thinking, if we're talking about wisdom, and God is such an awesome God.
Amen.
He's a creator. He made us. Each one so different, but yet so alike. We all got one thing in common. We're nasty sinners. Nasty, just nasty. But he can work with that. But anyway, let me get back. So I was saying, you know, God, if you were going to show from one of your creations wisdom, which one of your creations would you use? Now, I would think, I don't know about you guys, but to me, When I thought about this, I thought, you know, air, land, and sea. Everybody say air, land, sea. Okay? I would think he will pick something from there. And I will start off with, are you ready over there? Are we ready? Okay. All right. She's going to be doing push-ups. She doesn't know it, but she's going to do push-ups. Messing up my script. In the air... I would think he would start with a bald eagle. I'm using bald, but it's not because of me. I would picture, he would show me the wisdom because how majestic that bird is. And I could just imagine it just coming down and just grabbing with his claws, the fish. Because they like to eat a lot of fish. You guys know that, right? They like to eat a lot of fish. But they don't always catch the fish themselves. Sometimes what they do is they watch other birds get fish, and then they chase them, and they're so big that when they're coming, the other one goes, drops it, right? And he goes, so I figured, that's wisdom, you know? Just go, hoo, and they drop it, you go. One thing that I love about the eagle, well, Pastor, I didn't start with the eagles because I know Pastor Greg is an eagle fan. So I'm not trying to accommodate. I'm not trying to get points on that, okay? It's not that. Because it's air. The thing is this. Eagles, they stay with their partners for life. It's like, wow, I like that, you know? Some of us got to learn that. We got to stay with our partners for life. When you say death do you part, that's what it's supposed to be. Death do us. Okay, and bald eagles, they build enormous nests on the treetops. And then the male and the female, they work together. Can you believe it? They work together. And it's like they're cementing their lifelong bond. They're like, they're having quality time. So I said, you know what? Maybe I could get my wisdom from that. And it says that they're like, when they fly, they're like daredevils. They go up and they grab each other by the feet and they start twirling down to the ground. Could you imagine that? It looks like some of you are driving when you're going on 52. You're not eagles, but you're getting there. And they have amazing eyesight. So I would think that, you know, God would use that. And then I will go ahead and say, you know what? Maybe something from land. Everybody say from land. No. Okay. He will use, maybe if he doesn't use eagle, maybe he'll use my next picture. Okay, which is the lion. Oh, she don't want to jump ahead now. She said, I'm going to wait because I don't want to do my push-ups. Okay. You know, the lion, they say the lion is one of the biggest cats. Okay. And being one of the biggest cats is one of the laziest. Everybody say lazy. Okay. And one thing I like about that, this lion, okay, that he, when he roars, you can hear him 4 miles away. That'll be like me coming up here and saying, Lillian, it's dinner ready. She could hear me all the way from home. It says they're great swimmers. It says that they can see better in the dark. And I'm saying like, well, maybe a lion. Yeah, I could get wisdom from that. Look how wise this guy looks. I wish I had that much hair. I wish I did. And then air, land, everybody say sea. So I said, you know, maybe in the sea, maybe I can learn wisdom from the sea. So I looked at the great white. Yeah, look at that. It says that the great white has about a set of 300 sharp triangular teeth and is arranged in 7 rows. Imagine the dentist bill on that guy. It says that their sense of smell is so strong that they can smell a colony of seals 2 miles away. It's like when we're here on Friday nights and some of the parents come in and we got the kids jumping all over the place and they go, "Woof! You guys don't have fans in there?" And Lillian said, "Tell them to put the order in on because some of them forget that they're developing, that they're growing." And before they could get away with taking a bath every 3 days, but now it's not happening. It says that the great white, one of the things that the way that they hunt is like they prey. They'll see the prey on top swimming, and they come straight out. Anybody saw that movie Jaws back then the days? They did a re-ramp of it, but he comes straight up, and he grabs it and knocks it off. And I'm saying, wow, that's wisdom. So I'm thinking, if I'm going to learn wisdom from one of God's creatures, I want it to be the eagle. This is me. Or the lion. Or the great white. But he doesn't say that. See, God always challenges us and in ways that we don't expect. In Proverbs 6, it says, take a lesson from the ants. What? I mean, we almost got the same haircut, but geez. It says, take a lesson from the ants. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gather food for the winter. But you lazy bones, everybody say lazy bones. How long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Proverbs 6. The thing that's amazing about the ant, that they work in harmony. Okay? They work together. And they get busy. And when you get busy, you don't have time for nonsense. And I don't know about you, but there's been many times when I've been cutting my grass, and I see the anthill, and I go, you guys ever do that? Yeah, I do that. And then like a day later, it's there bigger. Because you know why? They go, you ain't got nothing on me. We live here. Harmony. There's harmony in them. Ecclesiastes 9:10, it says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your. Do it with all your. Do it with all your. Okay, the bagels are out there. Do it with all your
mind.
The coffee's out there. Do it with all your
mind.
Okay, you see, it's starting to generate. Okay, but it's got to be this harmony, okay? It's one of the reasons that asking goes, they can get so much accomplished despite their size and in such a small amount of time is because of harmony, okay? Psalms 133:1, it says, how good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity, okay? Through these little creatures, we learn perseverance. They're amazing. We learn that you can try to knock them off, but they come back on board. Can we be like that? Can we be like that? One of the things that they always persevere through danger. They persevere through disaster. These are like these little creatures, you know? And one thing that they are always good at is that they're good on sharing. Everybody say share. They're good on sharing. They share their food, their facilities. They look after each other's young. Anybody, do you guys look after each other's young? Do you? Does anybody? You know, like somebody come and say, yo, can you take care of my kids? And you say, yeah, just leave them over. Because like he said, it takes a while. It takes a village to what? It takes a village to raise a child. Okay? But they're big on giving. They're big on giving. Who wants to hear Once Upon a Time? You do want to hear Once Upon a Time? I got a story for you. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Being that we live in the Hudson Valley and there's a lot of farms around here, okay, there was a time there was a pig and a cow. They were living together on a farm. And the cow was popular, but the pig was not. I don't know what that was about. And this puzzled the pig. And he said, people, they speak warmly of your gentle nature and your sorrowful eyes. The pig said to the cow, they think you're generous because each day you give them milk and cream. But what about me, said the pig. I'm going to give them everything I have. I'll give them bacon. I'll give them ham. I'll provide bristles for brushes. They'll even pickle my feet. Anybody ever have pickle feet? Pig feet? Look at that. Oh, my God, these island people. Yes. He said, but yet not one likes me. Yet not one likes me. Why is that? And the cow replied, maybe it's because I give while I'm still living. I give while I'm still living. See, the pig, he gave it all, right? Breakfast for him is a sacrifice, not for the chicken, okay? He gave it all. So the question is, are you giving it all? When you are involved in work, when you're doing what you do, are you giving it all? In parenting, are you giving it all? When you put your head at night in your pillow, on your pillow, do you say, God, I did with these crazy kids that you gave me everything I could? I did, you know? When you ask most people that they have kids, you ask them, hey, if you had to do it again, would you have kids? And they say, yes, but just not the ones I have now. I will have them, but not those. Can we have the worship? I'm closing it up because I went into overtime. If I say overtime. See, my regular job, time and a half. But overtime here, not good. Time in the hair, baby. Double on Sunday. Okay. Praise God. Today we learn from all these students that came up. And some of you, you might be some students here that you go to these high school that these kids go to, and you probably saw them up here and said, I didn't even know he was a Christian. Because they're working on it. They're not there yet. You'd be surprised how many times we have students come in on Friday and they'll see somebody doing worship and go, I didn't even know that kid was a Christian. But that's where they're at. Where are you? If I go to your job, do they know? Do they know that you are? Because see, our students, we push them. I mean, Lillian and I, oof. Starsky and Hutch. Yeah. We take their phones. Sometimes we take their parents' phone. Let me see what you've been doing. We challenge them. We push them. And everything that you saw here is work in progress. They're not complete yet. And I listen, we have a system. My boss, we have a system. These kids come here, you guys trust them, you bring them to us. We will reinforce what you say. If you say it's blue, we're going to say it's bluer. If you say it's red, we're going to say it's redder. But if they come with no colors, what do you want us to do? But you bring them anyway. You bring them anyway. And listen, right now, where's my recruiting sign? I got a sign that says, I want you. Is that back there? Yeah, this is the sign right there. Before you guys go, I know. Yeah, there you go. You see that? We want you. We need leaders. We need male leaders to step up. We need men to come up and be that father figure in these young lives, because they're lacking. You know what? The worst thing that can happen is someone that has two parents in the house and only one is parenting. But you know what? We'll come alongside. We'll help you with that. And after a while, we'll get that joker on board too. You know who he is? We'll get him on board. But you need to bring them. You need to bring them. All of them are work in process. You don't know how many times Lillian had to yell at them today. Okay? But that's what we do. Because we know that there's a diamond in there. There's a diamond. And I don't know about you. I mean, I never actually went out and got a diamond. But I know it. You don't just go up and go, oh, wow, this is a nice diamond right here. No, you got to do some work to get it out. And you got to turn on the heat. And you got to turn on the fire. And we're going to be in their faces. And we're going to chase them down. And I'm going to show up in that high school with the van. And I'm going to see them. And I say, oh, I saw you. I saw you. They were like, you saw me? Yeah. You were doing A, B, C, D. They're like, oh, yeah, that was me. Yeah. We're going to do that. Because this is our season to do that. And you need to jump on board with that. See, today, what really spoke to me this morning was that whole section is this is not the whole youth. Don't think that's not the whole youth right there. These are just the ones that are performing. You got to come on a Friday night to see what they do and how many are there. And some of them, the parents are just pushing them and dragging them. I mean, some of them like, I'll get you when I get home, Mom. And then they come in, they smile at us. They don't want to be here, but you know what? You're going to bring them here. Because when you do that, it's going to happen. Some requirements, well, you got to be a member, okay? And yes, we will give you a background check. We're going to find out what you've been doing. Yeah, we're going to find out. Because anytime you work with young people, be it children's ministry or young, we want to know who you are. And we're not ashamed of that. Just like we're not ashamed of the gospel either. And not necessarily in that order. Okay? And then you got to love youth. Do you love youth? You know what? I want to give them all the opportunities that I didn't get. And you know, the problem that we have is that most parents, I want to give them what I didn't have. No. Things, this is, you can give them the 10. They're not even going to call you. You get them the iPhone 10 and expect them to text you. Good luck with that. You only get a text, oh yeah, go pick me up. That's it. But our mission is to push them, to encourage you, so we can do this together. So let's just stand to our feet. And we can get all our youth here in the front. Let's get all our youth here in the front. Get them in the front. It's the last service. And everybody, just real quick. We're on overtime. Real quick. Just spread out to the front. Amen. Praise you, Lord God. Listen, next time you go on a picnic, check out the ant. Check him out. You know, they say, some books say that the ants have been around the earth as long as dinosaurs. I don't know about that, but keep on coming. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes. Look at them all here. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, we did another amazing Youth Sunday with everybody here. And listen, the work has just started. It's just started. Like we said, we're going from here, Camp Hurlick in the summertime, Puerto Rico in the summertime. We're going to keep pushing. But we need you to partner with us. And some of you goes like, you know what? Can I write out a check? Yes, you can do that. But we need you to partner with us. And males, okay, if you're a male, raise your hand. I didn't say if you're a young male. Or if you're a male, raise your hand. Okay? All right. We need you. We need you. We need you to step up. We need you to invest your time in their lives. It's going to make a difference. You're going to be sending, you're going to be accumulating wealth up there. Okay? Your bank account, that's not the one we're talking about. You're going to accumulate up there with these young people. You will make an impact in them that will forever change their lives. You need to step up. You need to. There is no way that I can be in a team and want to be on the bench. That doesn't make sense. If I got the uniform and everything, I want to play. I tell Pastor Greg, I want to play. He goes, well, here, grab the broom, grab this, grab that, whatever. Just, I want to play. So if you're here, you're part of the team, but you can't be on the bench. You have to step up. You have to step up. So, Lord Pastor Greg, if you can come up and just pray for the youth and for all my leaders come up here too. If I can get the microphone, now here we go. We can finish it off tonight, today. Thank you. Yeah.
So let's tell Pastor Raphael and Lillian how much we love them and appreciate them. Thank all these young people. We're so proud of you.
Woo!
You did an awesome job today.